Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Baltimore. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still a couple of tricky toes with a shout of the day. Men's Room rules going up. The reason we asked our random question, worst haircut that you've ever endured. There is a barber in Vietnam who is now giving out free haircuts, but only if those haircuts look like Donald Trump or Kim Jong-un. So the story goes, the barber shop is tucked away in an alley in Hanoi, and a patient is currently waiting for his hair to turn from black to orange in the shade of President Donald Trump's. Now, on the chair next to him is 9-year-old To Gai Hu. He is basically the spitting image of a miniature Kim Jong-un.
Oh, that'll work well for you.
Many people say that I look like Kim Jong-un, especially when I have this hairstyle. He said he's nicknamed Un for his likeness to the North Korean leader. He was unable to hide his excitement that Kim is coming to the Vietnamese capital next week for the second summit with President Trump and hopes for a chance to see Kim Jong-un in person. So there you go. Free haircut, but you have to look like one of the two leaders there.
Which notoriously, no one likes their hair.
Well, the, right, I mean, like, the guy with the orange hair looks a little bit ridiculous. Yeah, right,
it's an Asian dude. I mean, yeah,
at least the kid looks like Kim Jong-un. The guy getting the Donald Trump hair is just an Asian dude with orange hair. But either way, you get a free haircut. Now the deal.
What a deal. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola, Mary. How are you?
Mary, your phone is awful.
Yes, it is.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Mary, let's go with this one. Not that this will be the picture-perfect result in the end, but what would be your ideal retirement? What would be the one thing when you're all said and done, you're done with this work life, you know, hopefully you don't have to do it your entire life. If you could retire someplace, what would the ideal scenario be for you? Where do you see yourself?
Oh, gosh. Well, since I'm kind of a millennial, I would just like to have money and have a house.
Okay.
Damn.
That's fair.
Is there any dream has changed.
Any particular location that you would like to live?
Somewhere kind of like here. I'm not a big fan of the hot, so kind of stay here where it's just bipolar weather every other day.
Okay, all right. Well, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever you want to do, you want to do. But this story that we asked here about what would your be your ideal retirement is kind of a strange
money in the house, Miles.
Yeah, well, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Terry Robinson, they say, like many others, is making sure his retirement plans are sorted out for when the time comes. But it's where he is now considering living that has people talking. In a Facebook post that now has more than 77,000 shares, Robinson explains why he and his wife are still looking for their retirement place and right now are living in a Holiday Inn. According to his research, the average cost for nursing home care is around $188 per day, whereas if he used his senior discount for the long-term stay at a Holiday Inn, he's paying right now $59.23 per day.
Okay.
He said, in turn, that's going to leave with about $128 a day for food, room service, laundry, gratuities, movies, whatever they wanted to do. He also pointed out that the Holiday Inn has locations all over the country, so if you can get bored, you can always move to another city at the same price. Here is the post.
You don't have to make your bed.
No nursing home for us. We're going to check into a Holiday Inn. The average cost of a nursing home care that we're currently looking for is about $188 per day. There is a better way when we get old and too feeble, obviously. But for right now, they're checking on reservations at the Holiday Inn for the combined long-term stay discount and senior discount. $59.23 per night. Breakfast is included. Every afternoon, they have a happy hour. That leaves $128.77 a day for going to dinner anywhere they want, room service and all that. Plus, they have a spa. They have a swimming pool. They have a workout room. They have a lounge and a washer and dryer. They have free toothpaste, razors, all have free shampoo and soap. $5 worth of tips a day, and you'll have the entire staff scrambling to help you. They treat you like a customer, not a patient. There's a city bus stop right in front of the hotel. Seniors ride free. The handicap bus will also pick you up to meet other nice people. There is a church bus that stops by and picks us up on Sundays. For a change of scenery, we take the airport shuttle bus and eat at one of the nice restaurants there. While you're at the airport, fly somewhere. Otherwise, the cash keeps just building up every day. It takes months to get into a decent nursing home. Holiday Inn will take your reservations today. And you're not stuck in one place. You can travel. You want to see Hawaii? We've been to the Holiday Inn in Hawaii. TV broken? They replace it. Light bulbs needs changing? No problem. Need a rent mattress replaced? No problem. They fix everything and then apologize for the inconvenience. The inn has a night security person, daily room service. The maid checks to see if you're okay. If not, they call an ambulance. If you fall, Medicare will pay for your hip and Holiday Inn will upgrade you to a suite for the rest of your life. And no worries about visits from family. They will always be glad to find you and probably check you in for a few days, but in another room.
Right.
Kids can stay in the pool. What more could I ask for?
I mean, there's solid points.
I'd have never thought of that, but that's brilliant, man. I mean,
yeah. When you say it all out loud, listen to it, you're like, guy makes perfectly good sense.
I mean, think about it. They're traveling wherever they want to go, yeah. Right? Just find a Holiday Inn in whatever city you want to go to. The cost is exactly the same. You stay there as long. Hotels don't have a problem with you spending more money to stay there.
No.
Okay? It's kind of like taking the Uber instead of an ambulance, assuming you're not spurting blood out of your
sure.
Like, look, I'm going to the same place. It saves money.
And that's what he said. For right now, early on in retirement, this is nice because they get to do what they want. Obviously, there's going to be a time
sure.
Where they're going to need more advanced care, but they can sock away some money now for when that time comes.
I like this guy.
I do. I think that's great.
Random. I just changed my retirement plan. Random. Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room. Random. Hello, Tyler.
Yes.
Hola. Tyler. Hola.
Hello, bitches.
How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Okay. Tyler, we're going to get in a relationship question here with you. Why did you break up? What was the reason for your last breakup? Tyler, are you there? You're breaking up.
Hello, Tyler.
I'm going to say communication.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
What was the reason for your last breakup? Tyler, are you there?
Where's the phone dog now?
And there's no phone. I think he's still there.
Tyler, are you there?
Yeah, you guys are breaking up.
Okay. All right. We're going to try this again. Could you still hear us?
I can still hear you.
All right, here we go. What was the reason for your last breakup in a relationship? Not your phone.
The reason for my last breakup, I broke up with her because she didn't like the Gopher and the Caddyshack movie. Said it looked too fake.
I mean, that's fair, dude.
It was fake.
Right, but it was fake in the 70s. That was real for the 70s or 1980 when that movie came out. Who hates the Gopher and Caddyshack?
Did you really break up with her because she didn't like the Gopher and Caddyshack?
She did not like the Gopher, said it looked too fake, and we always...
All right. You know, I got my picture taken with a Gopher for Caddyshack.
I know. Yeah, it's an amazing
wait,
photo.
Where did you go to get your picture taken with the Gopher?
I was at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And I'm walking along, and they had some
How
of the
old
stuff
are you
from movies. Probably 21 years old.
All right.
And I look over, and lo and behold, there's the Gopher from Caddyshack. I'm like, wow, this is a big moment.
Wow.
It was in a glass case.
Yeah.
I had to go over, and I was like, I got to get my picture taken with this thing. I just met George Jetson, and it did nothing for me. When I saw the Gopher, it was just like, this is a game changer.
Now, is he dressed like George Jetson, like with the full mask, or did they just hire a dude?
No, it's George Jetson.
Okay, so Orlando's going all in.
Oh, they got all this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it's not Disney World impressive.
I know, but
it's a different side of things. It's more Hollywood than it is, you know,
but I mean, there's still a bunch of rides, right?
Oh, yeah. That's where they kill. That's why Disney did their theme park, was to compete with... The fact that Universal was kind of taking more of those adult rides. But yeah, that was a good time. I didn't mind that at all. The reason we asked, why did you break up?
Dating for a couple months, this Gopher thing could be real.
Right. If it's early into the relationship, I can see, like, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to have this argument with it.
Yeah. Just can't imagine why anyone would argue over the movie Caddyshack. It seems like such an easy movie for just everyone to enjoy.
Not if you're distracted by the fake-ass gopher dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason we ask, why did you break up? A woman in her 20s in the United Arab Emirates just filed from divorce from her husband because her husband forgot to bring her the hamburger that he promised. Apparently, he was out with friends and said he'd bring her home a delicious hamburger. When he got home at 3 a.m., he forgot the hamburger. She was so upset, she stormed out, and now she's ending things. She got an attorney, and she has filed for divorce. Obviously, this is probably just more of the last
thing. It's got to be more than a hamburger, right? It's just like, it's got to be more than a hamburger.
I'm afraid if I say the straw that broke the camel's back, that would be offensive maybe if you're in the United Arab Emirates, so I'm not going to say that joke.
Right.
Thought about it for a second, decided not to go with it.
Yeah. For the hamburger, huh? And random, we were going to debate the gopher. Random. Oh, very funny. Someone's like, do you know who did the voice for the Caddyshack gopher? And I'm like,
oh, it's you told us this the other day. Wasn't this your nugget of knowledge?
Is this for real?
Wasn't it Flipper or something like that, or one of the dolphins?
That's what it says here. It says, the voice of the Caddyshack gopher.
It's the same as Flipper.
Right.
Was this? But I don't know who the voice was.
No, it's just the dolphin. So, like, the dolphin's going,
so Flipper never talked?
No.
Like, I don't know.
No.
He's a dolphin,
I know he's a dolphin.
Yeah. They just took the natural sound.
Sometimes animals talk, man. Well, Flipper was just a dolphin making dolphin noises.
But I think Flipper knew that stuff was bad. Kind of like Lassie. Like, Lassie didn't talk. He just barked at Timmy.
Right. But, I mean, what's impressive about a dolphin that sounds like a dolphin? Like, how did he become a star when all
he knew
what
stuff was wrong?
Yeah, he would always come to the rescue.
Yeah, he'd come get the kid or something. Be like, let's
kid trapped in
what did he say, Ted? He didn't say anything.
Kid trapped in a riptide. He comes up. And they just use that same sound from Flipper. Like,
did he save the kid or did he just make noise?
Oh, he would save the kid and make noise. Like, he'd be like, I'm going to go do this right now. And then he'd take off.
Is that what he said?
I'm going to save this kid.
If you listen slowly, you understand every word. I'm a little bit drunk, but I'm going to try to save Timmy.
Exactly. I like how it's like, yeah, Flipper did all this. Of course he didn't talk, dude. He's a dolphin.
I just tried peppermint schnapps.
Still to come, your guess is as good as mine. The categories will be French fries and cheese. We've got men's room rules coming up and emails on a random question coming up next in the men's room. At mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. Categories, fries and cheese, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. First time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Well, let's just jump right into the birthdays. Guys, I'm a single mom of a 7-year-old. I'm also a truck driver that turns 27, and it's our 5th-year anniversary of living in Washington State. How about a birthday shout-out, guys, with a barbershop fish sandwich, please?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Guys, my son Lennon, the Cisco Kid, is 11 today. We listen all the time. This segment and the No S Sherlock are his favorites. He would love a little kid fish sandwich, a time to take off the leash, and maybe Goofy and Mickey wishing him a happy birthday from Mom and from Taco.
Fish sandwich!
It's time to take off the leash!
Well, gosh, happy 11th birthday to you. Hot diggity dog, I'm glad that your dad is the one they call Taco.
Yeah, and don't forget, you don't rent movies on your birthday. You buy movies.
That's right.
Get in there and buy some movies today. It's on, Dad.
You can buy anything that Disney's made. There's only two or three of them.
Put it on tacos, Ted.
This is on Taco.
I feel like if you yelled that in a bar, I'd be like, no, give me some money. No, it's on tacos tab. Yeah, I bet it is.
Uh-huh.
But y'all, today's my buddy AJ's 21st. He listens to you guys every day, loves your show. He would love to have a little turtle wax with a uh-oh lookout for his 21st birthday. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Uh-oh, look out.
Drop the beat.
Boo Bitch is writing you to celebrate the birthday of my good friend Frazier. It's his 25th trip around the sun, and I know that all he wants is an Alan Thick, uh-oh, look out, an owl hitting the window, and maybe the dirty Germans talking about what you can do in the school parking lot. Thanks, guys. That from Thomas.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, the school parking lot, you want to continue your education. Yeah, learn all the things about biology.
Yes, and I assume this parking lot is a school, is a college, so... You know, maybe you could go learn how to drive a stick shift.
Yeah.
Biatches and Wobbin, today is the 23rd anniversary of my 21st birthday. My NHL team had a fire sale. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about potential draft picks, please?
Yeah, you just want to talk about the puck.
Yeah, so you have to get somebody that handles the stick very well and can put this in the five hole.
Yeah.
Guys, it's our buddy Brian, a.k.a. Kent Nation's 26th birthday. He loves you guys. How about an original fish sandwich for him? Thanks from your best buds, Justin and Kira.
Fish sandwich?
Today's my daughter's 29th trip around the sun. Could you get a suck it up cupcake from the dad?
So suck it up, cupcake!
This is a good one. It says, Ola bitches, Miles, your voice is so sexy. It's my birthday. I'm in hell. They call it Utah. Can I please get a big old bong rip and Mickey and Goofy offering their secret hints to finding weed in this godforsaken state? Much appreciated. That from Dee Dee.
Gosh, I just thought the secret is out. Every time I visit Utah, I just go to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. At least 10 of them carry different drugs.
Mick's only been there once. He didn't find weed. I would say go to a ski resort.
That's great advice. Look for a snowboard instructor. No,
find a snowboarder and maybe he'll take you on the gondola.
That's really solid advice.
I mean,
that's what I would do.
Hey, yeah. Word to the wise. If somebody's wearing a snowsuit and a puka shell necklace, they can get you weed.
Yeah, don't do the ski guy, just the snowboarder. Guys, can I get a birthday shout out for my friend Jessica? She's 32, and I know it would make her day to hear from you guys. Have a big old bong rip and a little kid face sandwich. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Samantha. Hello, guys. Today's my 40th ride around the sun. Love you guys. Listen every day. How about the dirty Germans talking about how hard it is to turn 40? Thank you guys for your time. That from John.
Yeah, I found it very difficult to turn 40. I finally made it to 39 and said I must stop for a while.
Yes, you know, when you turn 40, I'm sure it'll be hard. Like the morning hard kind of stuff.
Guys, want to wish my boyfriend Josh a happy 42nd birthday. He listens to your show every day. I think he needs some turtle wax and some dirty Germans talking about chunky girls twerking. Thanks, guys. You rock.
That's fun.
Yeah, chunky girls twerking. We call it chunking.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, us Germans, we actually own that website, chunkygirlstwerking.com.
Yeah, it's also known as the rotisserie.
Sincere, she shouldn't have to twerk as hard.
Hello, guys, birthday shout out for my amazing boyfriend. Chris is 47 years old. Every time you ask him, he's getting younger. Think of it like 33. How about a what the F is that, Jay? And you guys talking all over each other about how amazing bourbon is. Thanks, guys. That would make his day. That from Cheryl.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Trust me, you're barely 9 months, my friend. 3 days after. Can you wish my amazing dad, Chris, a happy birthday? He's a big old 5-0 today. Happy birthday, Dad. Love you lots. That from your loving daughter, Taylor. How about some dirty Germans?
Yeah, we call this one the nifty 50. I will have to show you how to do the position, but you will play the O.
Yeah, so I like to call us the swifty 50. It'll be over soon, but you will enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like hitching our trailer to mud flaps.
Yeah, it's just like Zap.
Hello, guys. I now listen to you guys at WAAF in Boston. Today is Maxine's birthday. She works at a library, so she could love the dirty Germans talking about working at a library and Thrill talking in his late-night radio voice. Thanks, guys. Rock on that from Mike.
Yeah, at the library, you will find out why they call me the bookworm.
Yes, and I just want to put the do on your decimal.
Yeah, baby. Gonna have to get up. Watch the volume in the library as I lay you down and open your personal pages. Nick my thumb and flip the page.
You better leave a bookmark.
Yeah, call it the liquid bookmark, mama.
Guys, today's my dad's 60th trip around the sun. He's been listening since 1977. Can he get a big old bong rip, an original fish sandwich, and a Leroy Jenkins? We love you, Dad. Known as Burley, that from Megan in Montana.
Fish sandwich.
Wait. What was the last thing they wanted there?
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, perfect.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Shrine of
Flies. Let's get a contestant online for Your Guess is as Good as Mine. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999. Ola, Your Guess is as Good as Mine coming up here in seconds. Couple more emails for you real quick. Here's on In-N-Out Fries. A gentleman catching up on the podcast, you mentioned their fries suck. I used to work there for a few years as a teen. The tip, they are natural potatoes that are peeled and cut fresh. Their version of fries typically are a tad underdone. Request them well done. They'll come out better. Not McDonald's better, but better. That from Brian. Here's one. It's just titled Underwater Penis Art Prank. Ola Bacholas, I went to dive school for 7 months in Seattle, where I earned a reputation for drawing, carving Johnsons out of whatever material we were using for the skill of the day. One of the months is spent learning how to salvage a sunken boat. Trying to keep this short, the dives got boring when we were supposed to measure the thickness of the metal throughout the 15 feet of the boat, since we already knew the answers. So I slowly but surely carved about a 10-foot dong on the side as I just called up random measurements so it sounded like I was doing work. My classmates got to appreciate the art underwater and thought that was that. Until they announced they would be replacing that boat with a new one and have a ceremony to raise the original boat one last time. 3 months later, every student had to come and be present along with some local media to raise the boat for the last time for that heartwarming story. Well, as the boat made its way to the surface for that last time and people were filming and taking pictures, there was the boat. Along with my 10-foot penis in all its glory. I heard a couple of gasps, one person from the other side of the crowd shaking their head. No disciplinary action. So all in all, I think it made for a memorable ceremony in which I'm sure they will no longer allow the media to attend.
That is great, man.
That is pretty funny.
Stuff right there. Name I'll never forget. Catching up on the podcast, heard the question. Back in the 90s in New Hampshire, we had a congressman named Richard Sweat. And yes, he went by Dick. So we were represented in D.C. by Dick Sweat. That from Tom.
Jesus.
Another one went to school with a guy named Gaylord Horny. Guys, as far as who goes overboard with their pet, my mom used to make chicken and rice for my dog every night and mix it in the dog food. More than once, I'd have a friend stay over for dinner, and they would mention how good dinner was smelling. Sorry, man, that's not our dinner. That's for the dog. She would also then make a tiny burger for him when we barbecued. That from the lovely Allison. All right, time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. From there, you pick from one of two categories. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine.
Hello, Kelsey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Hello, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Okay, Chelsea, your category?
Kelsey.
Oh,
get
sorry.
It right, you son of a bitch.
Kelsey, my bad, Kelsey. Sorry.
I'm just saying what she was thinking, but okay. She's far too nice.
Gotcha. All right, Kelsey, so we have the 10 most popular cheeses in America. That's one category. And then we have the official fast food French fry power rankings according to the L.A. Times. Basically, they took chains that have over 200 restaurants. Think of them all in the fast food world. And they rated the 10 best restaurant French fries. So do you want to go French fries or cheese?
Let's go French fries.
French fries it is, Kelsey.
Okay. Because you'd have never guessed America's favorite cheese.
Okay. Kelsey, a food columnist who's the main food columnist with the L.A. Times, went on his personal rankings to rate the best French fries in America. He judged them based on two metrics, taste and texture, which includes fry shape, mouthfeel, and crispiness. The way we play the game, Kelsey, is you got to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So let it rip. What do you think are the 10 best fast food French fries in America?
Wendy's, Arby's.
Hold on.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, woman.
Wendy's is correct.
He what says,
Arby's?
Wendy's. What?
Arby's.
Stop waiting.
You're just going for it, man. I like it. Arby's, yes, number five.
Whoops.
Five is correct. Blessed be the curly fries, they say.
Yes.
The one fry that jumps out at you. Arby's is the chain that's not really known for its fries or curly fries, but guess what?
They should be.
They've cornered the market on it, and basically that is the best curly fry in America. Delicious, crispy, assertively seasoned, and amusingly shaped. He gave the whole ranking an 8. All right. So you've gotten 2 out of the 10, Arby's and Wendy's. These are the best French fries in America. What is your next guess on? Your guess is as good as mine.
Let's go Jack in the Box.
No Jack in the Box on the list.
He's got curly fries, too, but, I mean, you'd have to put McDonald's. They're
right.
Generally the number one on everybody's list.
Okay, let's go with McDonald's next.
Number 2. McDonald's fries for approximately, as they say, 4.5 minutes are absolutely fantastic. After that, forget about it. He said, you gotta eat these now. Thin, crispy, salty, piping hot, delicious. But after 4.5 minutes, take that whole review and throw it out the frickin' window.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just fast food or just like fast casual count?
This is pretty well fast food.
All right, so like Five Guys count as fast food?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Five Guys top a lot of lists, too.
Or Wendy's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wendy's has already been guessed. So far, you've gotten Wendy's, Arby's, and McDonald's.
I vote Five Guys. That actually sounds pretty good.
Five Guys? Number one!
Ooh, oh, all right.
Five Guys comes in at number one. They say not only is Five Guys number one, but it's also so far ahead of everyone else. It's almost unfair. You get a generous, heaping, hot, properly salted, natural-cut spuds with a good balance between crispy fries and the odd one that's pleasantly soft. Five Guys fry their fries in peanut oil, which imparts a milder taste than more industrial oils. These were the fries that tasted the most strongly of delicious French fries. But they say it comes with a price. Medium order of these fries costs roughly double that of other chains.
Worth it.
You're getting 3 times as much.
I mean, maybe go waffle fry and go Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, that's strong. Waffle fries are delicious.
That is, yeah, that's a good one. I vote Chick-fil-A. Thanks.
No Chick-fil-A.
Sorry, Kelsey.
Really? Oh, man.
I like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, Kelsey, so far you've got number one, Five Guys. Number 2, McDonald's. Number 5, Arby's. Number 8, Wendy's. So you've gotten 5 out of the 10. There are 5 remaining in the 10 best fast food French fries in America. What is your next guess?
Does In-N-Out Burger count as a large chain?
They do count as a large chain.
I wouldn't do it. Listen, I've had their fries and they suck. They are awful.
I've only had them once, but everybody seems to like them.
You gonna guess In-N-Out?
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's a third strike, Kelsey. In-N-Out fries, although this is from an L.A. guy who says that In-N-Out is his favorite hamburger fast food chain, they have the worst fries.
Easily have the worst fries. What about Burger King?
Burger King actually comes in at number 10.
Okay.
So, look, man, they've gone through a lot of different incarnations in their fries, but the ones that they have right now, they say, hey, man, they're pretty good. Crunchy, light. They have a pretty good flavor to them. They're not bad at all. Nothing to write home about, but considering the fast food other franchises, this is a better fry than most.
Somebody threw out, what is it, KFC.
No KFC on the list.
Right. What about like Checkers or Rallies? They have the seasoned fry.
They do, and they did not make it. They made the top 20, however.
Sonic?
Sonic's fries apparently aren't that good either.
Yeah, they're better for tots.
Yep.
All right, what about Carl's Jr. or Hardee's?
Carl's Jr. number 6. Yeah, they said it's really good. They have a seasoned waffle fry and regular fries. Regular fries, they say, are pretty good, approximately the size and shape of a Wendy's fry, but it was the waffle fry that stood out as a best of breed at their Westminster Dog Show, they say. Crispy, seasoned outside, and a pillowy interior.
Let's see, two comments that came in. First one, I hate this category. I'm stuck in traffic and I'm starving. The second one, they're guessing Red Robin.
Red Robin is not on the list.
I think they have pretty solid fries.
Yeah, I think they're not a restaurant. I think they're actually a step above this category.
Yeah, right, this is like fast food.
Yeah, this is more.
All right. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's the only reason they wouldn't make. You guys have any
guess? Oh, yeah, Popeyes.
Popeyes, not a bad guess. They did not make the list. Yet.
Apparently, this guy hates a Cajun seasoned
fries. That's what I'm saying.
You know what, man? There's some things to try on here. I'll just give you the full 10 coming in here. These are the 10 best French fries in America. At number 10, Burger King. Kelsey got that one. At number 9, Shake Shack.
Oh, okay.
They say Shake Shack, that went from 0 to 200 locations in 15 years. They have great fries and burgers, but they say their fries are pretty good. At number 8, Kelsey correctly guessed Wendy's. But at number 7, believe it or not, Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of Dairy Queen.
They say the potatoes are great, but on a particular note, if you get the chocolate-dipped vanilla cone, you can dip your French fries in there, but they say the French fries on themselves are pretty fantastic. Long and girthy with a decent crunch.
All right.
At number 6, Carl's Jr. At number 5, Arby's. At number 4, Steak and Shake. They say if you lived in Illinois, you probably have been to Steak and Shake, but their fries are fantastic. Long and skinny, but not quite shoestring, with a slightly thick exterior that provides a satisfying crunch. You're never going to believe number 3 in a million years. Del Taco.
Yeah, because they sell fries.
Del Taco. They say with a crispy, salty, outside crinkle fry, nice and fluffy center. Even better was the employee who took my order, gave me packets of both ketchup and smoky hot sauce.
Oh, nice.
Number 10, McDonald's. Number 1 is Five Guys. And there you go on Your Guess is as Good as Mine. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Men's Room rules up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first...
And now... The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
The complete list of rules on Men's Room Rules available at mensroomlive.com. If you click on the Men's Room Rules link, you will see all the rules that you have helped create throughout the years. Every once in a while, we'll take a little time to put some new laws into law, or new rule suggestions into law. And we'll do it again here as we get this one. And it comes in from Foster. He says, hola, guys. Today at work, I went into the bathroom, and someone in the stall taking a dump was watching a video on their phone, very loudly. It wasn't anything inappropriate or odd. In fact, I'm pretty sure he was watching SportsCenter. But my question is it not really weird that someone would watch a video knowing that there are several other people in the bathroom with you? I'll watch videos on my phone also, but when someone walks in, I normally turn it down or switch to something else. Is this men's room rule worthy, or am I crazy?
You know, depending on the situation, man, especially something like SportsCenter, I get it. Why not? You're killing time. And to be honest with you, if you're listening to SportsCenter and I walk in and got to take a dump, I might think it's weird that you're doing that, but I'm also going to lend an ear to hear whatever you're listening.
Not only that, but any kind of extra noise in there might cover up anything that's going on.
That is a good point.
As far as if you're worried about audibly
I just don't like people watching videos on full blast.
I would agree. Generally, I would agree with that. I don't know. I have not walked into this situation, but I feel like on some level, if it's something along the lines of SportsCenter, I'm down with that.
We have already in Section 5 about bathroom etiquette, no phone conversations in a public restroom. That came from Greg. Especially a hands-free device. Camera phone pictures are permitted, which is a subsection.
Sure, you're sending that to someone else.
Pretty much.
We know what you're doing.
Okay.
Or you might have to take a picture of a giant poop.
Yeah, your bodies want to see it.
Yeah, like, what would happen at work today?
Because they won't believe the poop that you took if you just tell them. So sometimes you want the visual evidence.
And we also say that you can break any men's room rule if it's in the name of comedy or if there's a good chance that you might be hooking it up. Are we out of time already? If you have a potential men's room rule, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules and ask away. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 23-year-old Rory O'Connor of Cardiff, Wales. And I honor him today due to the very popular demand and many, many requests that this guy be recognized. Rory was born without arms. So you would think that you would have the upper hand, no pun intended, in any kind of physical altercation. But his own father found out different after they got into an argument. And now we don't know what the argument was about. But dad ended up poking Ray, his own son, with a vacuum cleaner tube, right? So it's getting to that point, you know, everyone's pumping up their chest and takes the vacuum cleaner tube, kind of pokes him in the chest. How did Rory respond? By picking up a pair of scissors between his toes and stabbing dad in his stomach. Dad actually needed major surgery, but he did survive. Rory was sentenced to only 12 months of community service and rehab. His father, he said, look, man, they took him to court. The father said, I don't want to press charges, but, you know, when you're born without arms, man, he's already had a tough life. The judge is like, but he stabbed you. Mm-hmm. Father said, yeah, but still, I don't want to press charges. So 12 months of rehab.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's insane.
But I guess if you've been using your feet your entire life, and that's how you pick up things and everything else, that would be pretty easy for him to do.
It'd be pretty easy, but you would think his dad would know that, and you'd also know that your son might be someone who, like, I have no problem picking up a pair of scissors, but I've still never stabbed someone with a pair of scissors. Mm-hmm. That's the part you'd want to know about your kid.
Well, he can't run with scissors. But
he could better than you.
I guess so.
All things begin, but yeah. Picked up on his feet, stabbed him. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat. To party our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.